it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for T-Hack to shine.
News. News.
I thought you said he was shining.
No! Oh. No! He can still shine.
Oh. No!
News. No! We can all sing, but he can be the...
How is that to experience it?
To decide.
You did great.
Thank you.
But he sounds better in the,
choir.
Just let him be in the front.
I'm a little pitchy if I'm solo.
All right, I got you next time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, let him.
Do you remember when you made me sing it alone once? It was three days in a row.
That was awful.
Yeah, well, you couldn't keep us. We had to break you of whatever was going on there.
I figured it out.
Did you? Because you didn't really do it today.
Yeah, Aaron distracted me. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
We have the Love is Blind Season 9 Denver Edition casting.
Woo!
I love is blind. I said that.
Yes. No.
We have the casting. Why?
I only use my nopes when somebody's overly excited about
you
something.
You can't possibly nope this. This is so local.
So local.
There's someone out there.
Are you chastising
me
right now?
Yeah. There's someone listening right now who's on the show. There's Anton.
Okay.
There's Blake.
Can I just throw something back at her real quick? There's no one listening to the show.
The mics aren't even plugged in.
This is a joke right here.
Yeah,
we're
okay,
just.
Got it.
Okay. Do we know last names?
No last names.
Okay.
I don't want this to sound weird. But with all of these reality love shows, it's very easy to just be like, they're hot. They can pretend to be in love.
Mm.
And I am so happy that everyone just looks normal.
Oh, the Colorado crew is normal?
Yeah.
We have their pictures too?
Yes.
Okay.
We have pictures and bios.
How many people go on this show typically?
I think it's like...
maybe like
15 women and 15 men.
I was going to say start. 10. Somewhere
maybe
around there.
To start. Oh, and
you
then,
don't see everyone, so I think it's in the...
Do you get voted off or something if nobody likes you?
They just
you?
Like don't show you as much, and if you don't bond, if you don't get engaged,
you don't fall in love, you go home.
Yeah.
You do?
But you have got to get with the program.
Yeah.
Okay, I will start watching the show.
Okay.
Because are we going to do anything for this thing?
I think so, but I don't think we can talk about it.
Oh, we are. Oh,
just,
oh.
You know,
now I'm scrolling through to see if my ex-boyfriend is on here.
Whose boyfriend?
My ex-boyfriend who lives here.
What?
You have an ex-boyfriend? Oh, that's right. You have an ex-boyfriend who lives here.
Yeah,
You're seeing if he's in the cast?
Yeah, I don't
know.
You never know.
Like, they are all pretty. They're all beautiful.
But they're not like
they're not the
bachelor
superficial.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I have always thought that whenever you watch a reality show, especially the guys, they're just so muscular. And you're like, I don't know a single dude who looks like that.
I actually think this is Love is Blind's most representative cast of all body types, races, everything.
Ex-boyfriend's
not in there.
Okay.
No.
He's not in
there. I was just curious.
Do you think any of my ex-girlfriends?
I hope not. This cast is very well aged, too, it looks like.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Not
very diverse.
For you, but it's late 20s
and 30s.
What do you
think? Okay, I'm not going to do this on the air.
You don't want me to answer that.
You want me to date age appropriate, and I want to date who I want to date.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
For all the women who have a sweaty Tom Holland on their mind, he has just revealed.
What are we doing?
What?
Why would we have a sweaty Tom Holland?
I think women
is he
do
not
women,
on your mind?
I think women like Tom Holland, right?
Do they
women?
Really?
He's a little short.
Bounces
but
between Tom and Pedro for me.
Okay.
Who's Pedro?
Pascal.
Pascal. Okay. No. Oh my God, it's so stupid.
Okay, you got to get with the program. I second what
Erica
said.
Is Tom Holland the latest Spider-Man?
Yes. He's the one engaged to Zendaya.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like the middle Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield.
Yes, he was my favorite.
He only had like two movies.
I know, but he just played it so well.
He does a really good Spider-Man, and then Tom does a really good Peter Parker.
I know, I feel that way about...
Can't they be both?
I feel that way about, like, I don't think Bruce Wayne, the kid who was in the Twilight movies, he's only a good Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks as Bruce Wayne. You don't believe him as a rich kid. You just think you're so moody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about a sweaty Robert Pattinson.
No,
sweaty Tom Holland. I'm glad you brought up Spider-Man. He says that the Spider-Man suit tends to get a little musty during filming.
Musty?
Yeah, with him doing all his moves in it. So they replace it roughly every 2 weeks. He gets a brand new suit. Yeah. So I wonder if you can see when you're watching, if you're like, that one looks a little dingy. Oh. This one looks a little fresher. I don't know. But every 2 weeks he gets a new one. And he's currently...
That's a lot.
Yeah, they're currently working on his fourth Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man, Brand New Day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could be a trailer voice.
You could be.
In a world.
In a world. So does like Edna Mode like live on set? Or
no capes.
You're thinking of the wrong one.
That's been on.
Who makes super suits?
Where's my super suit?
Why do you need it?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Super attractive people. Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles seem to be getting more serious.
Oh.
I thought they both came out and said this was just flirty fun with no bad. Like they sort of admitted there was a relationship, but they said,
I think
it's not.
You're dreaming things because Harry just met her father this past weekend and had lunch with her.
Erica, you take it back, because if Aaron saw it too, they literally both were like, no. Like, yes, we're boinking.
Yeah.
But we're not, neither of us are looking for anything.
Well, a source says over the weekend, Harry even met up with Zoe's dad over lunch. Everyone looked like they had a great time. She's been Lenny Kravitz.
There we go.
She's been introducing Harry to friends. This feels more than casual.
It does.
So then was the other thing, was it a smoke screen?
I don't know what the other thing was.
Who was wearing the most scarves at that meal?
Oh.
Harry
between Lenny?
Or Lenny? And it's kind of a scarf off at that point.
It's hot.
That's never stopped either of them. I've seen Lenny Kravitz in a scarf and no shirt.
That's true. Harry looks hot in these photos.
I'm ready to scarf off with him. If you're listening... Scarf off, flagpole, after school.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.